from KQED.
Over the past several days, we've brought you stories about drinking water contaminated with nitrates. They're byproducts of fertilizer, dairies, and septic tanks, and they affect wells serving millions of Californians. Today, in the final installment, we'll explore challenges facing cities and towns trying to clean up the problem. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more from the Inland Empire.
When John Anderson was growing up, the Chino Basin was dappled with orange trees and dairy farms. It was a world apart from the twisting freeways and skyscrapers of Los Angeles. But then the metropolis marched eastward, swallowing up acres of farmland with housing developments, and with it, a way of life.
Do you think you're drinking all for you, too?
These days, when the 75-year-old Anderson goes to order a slice of pie at Flo's Cafe, there are just a few other farmers left for him to talk with.
It used to be farmland, is now houses. What used to be grape vineyard is...
They're the last crop. They're the last crop. They're the last crop of houses.
A busy traffic light flashes at the intersection where Anderson once sold corn, tomatoes, and melons at his rural farm stand. A cluster of office buildings sits where his family farmhouse used to be.
This is all vegetable crop, which is mostly sweet corn and potatoes, and my grandpa moved there in 1884.
There's something else new on this old farm ground, a multi-million dollar water treatment plant. It filters out nitrates. They're colorless and odorless contaminants that are especially dangerous to pregnant women and infants. They can cause blue baby syndrome, cutting off oxygen to fetuses and newborns. They've also been linked to cancer in lab animals. Nitrates have leached into the ground from fertilizer and dairy manure here in the Chino Basin, which used to be the biggest dairy region in the state. Residents here can't drink untreated groundwater because it tests four times above the EPA health standard.
We were careless. We were careless with what we had.
Anderson sits on the board of the Inland Empire Utilities Agency, which delivers drinking water to 850,000 residents in seven cities. He says it was hard at first to convince other farmers that the Inland Empire needed a fancy treatment plant to provide clean water to all the new suburban residents. But he says eventually everyone agreed to help pay for the plant as part of their water bill. And as a step to prevent future pollution, regulators at the Regional Water Board passed rules imposing limits on dairies and restricting the amount of manure that could be spread on farmland.
Everything's a cycle. Life's a cycle. We come, we go. Grandkids come and they go. If they have to pay for cleaning up our mess because we don't pay for it, it's going to cost them an arm and a leg. Or else they're just going to have poor health.
Inside the water treatment plant, sophisticated membranes filter out salts like nitrates using reverse osmosis. This kind of technology cost the utilities agency over $300 million. General Manager Richard Atwater says the district relies on groundwater for two-thirds of its water supply.
During the last 2 years of drought, we've cut our imported water from Northern California in half and increased our groundwater pumping. And if we didn't have these groundwater desalters, we wouldn't be able to do that.
The Chino Basin was one of the first to build this kind of treatment plant. Other cities like Pomona and Modesto have installed them too. In fact, state law requires public water systems to remove nitrates. Nevertheless, many small rural communities can't afford these treatment plants. Take Tuleyville, about 200 miles north of Chino. It's a two-street community where the groundwater is also contaminated with nitrates.
The only thing I can use this water here right now is to wash my dishes, or bathe, or wash my clothes. But I can't drink this water. It's very frustrating.
Eunice Martinez has lived here all her life and says it's ironic that residents in poor communities like Tuleyville pay higher water bills than residents in big cities with cleaner drinking water.
We're paying double for our water. We pay our monthly $40 bill and bottled water, which is anywhere from $20 to $85 a month.
Martinez laughs at the idea that Tuleyville will ever be able to install a multi-million dollar treatment plant. Unlike in the Chino Basin, there just aren't enough residents to share the cost.
Because we're just a two-street, 77-home, 300-people community. You know, we're poor folk. You know, what can we do?
It's really a question of whether we as California are going to ensure that all Californians have safe and clean drinking water. or whether we're going to let these small water systems be on their own.
Eli Moore is with the Pacific Institute, a water policy think tank based in Oakland. He's spearheading a project to calculate the toll pollution from nitrates is taking on Californians' health and wallets. Getting more state money to pay for water treatment won't be easy, says Democratic State Senator Dean Flores of Kern County. He chairs the Senate Agriculture Committee.
We probably don't pay enough attention to the issue of nitrates. I mean, I think that people think the battles in agriculture really center on wages. But I think at the end of the day, this is an issue that rural California has had for many, many years, and I think it's getting worse. So I imagine that people in Sacramento, their eyes will raise, and the question is whether they'll act, which I think is always a tough one for the legislature.
Especially tough with the state budget crisis. Californians have voted twice for water bonds totaling more than $2 billion for a variety of projects to clean up drinking water. But that's just a fraction of what it will cost to build treatment plants and the extra infrastructure needed to eliminate nitrate pollution. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
You can hear the first two episodes in this series and learn lots more about nitrates, including what's being done or not done about them, at our website, californiareport.org.